China's exports shrank for the fourth consecutive month in November, underscoring persistent pressures on manufacturers from its trade war with the U.S. But growth in imports may be a sign that Beijing's stimulus steps are helping to stoke demand to an extent. And joining me on the line now to discuss this in detail, Craig Burton from Schroders. Craig, thanks so much for joining us today. So we've had weak trade data out of China this morning, again bringing back fears of an economic slowdown. Let's take a look at the extent to which those fears are warranted right now.
Sure. So, I mean, I guess one thing to bear in mind, obviously, is that with exports, you're actually getting a gauge there of external demand for China rather than necessarily what's happening within the economy. So you don't get too alarmed on the basis of that. And also, trade data can be quite volatile. So, you know, just 1 month's reading, you don't have to read too much into that either. If we go into the detail, though, of those exports and where they've been slowing down most, the weakness this month is really led by the U.S., with Europe also a bit of a drag on the headline. The rest of BM didn't look too bad. So obviously there's a bit of a trade war impact there, but there's also, I think, just some of the global weakness which we've been having for most of the year. There is some sign in some of the survey data that potentially this is turning around. But clearly, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Clearly, you say, you know, the export number very indicative of what's happening outside of China, the import number indicative of what's happening within. And on that front, we've seen imports coming in better than expected, rising 0.3% year on year versus the 1.8% expected. What are you reading into that? And, you know, are Beijing's stimulus efforts working?
So the import data is a bit more encouraging, as you say. So within that, if you're looking at what they're buying more of at the moment, there's quite a big increase in copper imports, which is encouraging. That's usually a sign that demand within China, particularly for investment and property, is doing a bit better. There are some parts which you maybe would say, okay, this might not be a sign of genuine strength. For example, a big increase in soybean imports, and that's more linked to the trade war and the disruptions there. But overall, I think what you see in the import data is a sign that domestic demand is picking up a bit. The focus of stimulus within China most recently has been on the infrastructure side, and the fact you're seeing a pickup in copper would suggest they're having a bit of success there. But obviously with sort of 0.3-0.5% import growth, it's still not super strong. But it does look as though, you know, we've had an inflection point after quite a weak Q3, and maybe, you know, we should expect a better Chinese economic performance from here.
Of course, this comes as investors await more news on trade ahead of that tariff deadline later this week. Where are your expectations sitting as far as that's concerned, Craig?
Well, we're currently assuming that they do get a deal done by the end of this year, saying that this phase one deal comes through, and it's nothing that impressive. You know, maybe China agrees to buy, say, $20 billion worth of U.S. goods, so soybeans would be part of that and other agricultural products. And in exchange, we think most of the U.S. would do is just agree to not hike tariffs further. So you'd have essentially a long-running truce throughout 2020 and then a re-escalation in 2021. But having said that, obviously the more recent headlines from the Chinese side have suggested that they don't really want that kind of deal. They expect a much more generous concession from the U.S. They want to see tariff rollback. The U.S. so far hasn't been willing to discuss that as much. And with the deadline looming, they are coming in quite fine. So it might be now that the best we can hope for is that the U.S. says December 15th comes round. You know what? The talks are going really well, regardless of whether or not that's true. And as a result, we're going to keep this tariff increase on hold for now until the talks have concluded.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there. Craig, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Craig Burton from Schroders.